This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, first name Eric, E-R-I-C. The date of birth, May 27, 1942. The date of evaluation, July 17, 2025. The referring physician is Dr. Anthony Porter. The chief complaint, the patient is an 82-year-old male who is seen, correction, the patient is an 83-year-old male who is seen preoperatively, period. The HCI, the patient is an 83-year-old male who is known to have history of coronary artery disease and further has history of asthma, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, dyslipidemia, and sleep apnea, period. He had undergone TCI, which means XIENCE 2.75 by 18 drug-eluting stent to the LAD in March 15, 2019, and PCI in Zions 3 by 12 drug-eluting stent to the diagonal and 3 by 20 Synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, DES to the LAD in September 2019, period. The patient further has history of tachycardia syndrome and underwent a dual chamber pacemaker July 2nd, 2019. As noted, he has diabetes, asthma, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, dyslipidemia, and sleep apnea, period. He had been at his baseline state of health until approximately June of 2025 when he experienced a fall while in his backyard, period. The patient experienced a quad injury to the left knee, period. He further had a left wrist pain, period. As he had stumbled backward and further injured his left wrist, period. His knee had got torqued between his body, the wall, and stairs. He had difficulty getting up, period. He was subsequently found to have had a injury as previously described, period. The patient was noted to have a closed fracture of the distal end of the left radius, closed fracture of distal end of left ulna, acute pain of left knee, and fall from ground level, period. He had subsequently been referred to orthopedic, period. The patient was seen by Dr. Porter, and surgery anticipated to occur, period. He was noted to have abnormal EKG and given his cardiac history, referred for further evaluation, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. He has had no syncopal episodes, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes diabetes type 2, next number hyperlipidemia, next number coronary artery disease, next number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number sleep apnea. The past surgical history? It includes his pacemaker, period. Additional history includes that of essential hypertension, next number, chronic kidney injury, next number, anemia, next number, head trauma, next number, iron deficiency anemia, period. B. Medications. Eliquis, 5 milligrams, 1 tablet, BID. Lopidogrel, 75 milligrams, take 1 tablet. Daily. Glipizide / metformin, 2.5/500 milligrams, 1 tablet, BID before meals. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, HS. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had heart disease, mother had cancer, social history, he denied cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems, constitutional, he has had no weight gain or weight loss, the remainder of the review system is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure, 115/70, pulse 80, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.6, saturation 98%. In general, he is lying in bed. He is in no acute distress. HEENT, head is atraumatic, pneumatic, pupil equal reactive to light and accommodation. Clear is clear. Excellent, the muscles are intact. The left wrist is noted to be in a hard cast. The left lower extremity is further noted to be in a cast, period. Pulses are noted to be electrical, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates an irregular rhythm consistent with atrial fibrillation. There is a right bundle branch block pattern, period. There is evidence of posterior fascicular block, period. Non-specific ST/TVA wave changes otherwise noted to be present, period. The lab work, the hemoglobin A1C is 8.2. The white blood cell count, 11.5, hemoglobin, 9.6, platelets, 241, sodium, 138, potassium, 4.8, chloride, 96, bicarb, 28, BUN, 31, creatinine 1.18, glucose 214. the impression, this is an 83-year-old male who experienced a ground-level fall, period. He was subsequently found to have had fractures involving the distal end of the left radius and close fracture of distal end of left ulna, period. He was further found to have tear of the quadriceps muscle, period. Patient is now noted to require surgical intervention, period. He has multiple comorbidities that include underlying coronary artery disease, history of six sinus syndrome, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, sleep apnea, period. The patient's A1C is noted to be mildly elevated, period. Despite all the above, comma, the patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He does have higher than average risk, period. However, again, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He has underlying coronary artery disease, but this, again, is noted to be stable. He has no findings of acute congestive heart failure, period. Patient is therefore cleared for his surgical procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.